This used to be a larger feast than it is now. The point was, how far back shall we go? The Industrial Revolution. At that moment, the means of production were taken away from most people. A man owned a factory and he made shoes, whatever he makes. And he needs people to work in that factory. But they're alienated from that factory isn't theirs. The shoes they make aren't theirs. There's nothing. They do that one task and they go. And someone else is the one who profits by all of this. Marx saw that. And he's the one who put his finger on it. And the exploitation of the others was horrendous. Marx had this notion that communism, everything should be in common. It's a nice idea, but it doesn't work. I mean, like, look at Russia right now. You've got some men there who own 4 or 5 houses and others who are in dire poverty. It never works. The only way that you can get generosity and equality is by the grace of Christ. You could have had here for the first reading that material from Acts, right? Nobody called anything his own. They all brought it to the feet of the apostles, and it was given to the poor. You see, that's we're so enamored of our system, which is a good system, if it's done with virtue. But if it's not, if it's done with venality, I mean, we have this man who's caused all the trouble there. He was suspended from the basketball league, I guess it was, worth, I don't know how many million, but 2 billion, that's a lot of money. I could get a lot of books with that. But inequality, you see. And because of the injustice, there was a room for Marxism, which was supposed to be the great theory to equalize everybody. Well, it didn't work. You see, that never works without the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You remember, we were reading it earlier when we were still in Paschal time. None of the believers called anything as his own. They brought everything to the apostles who took care of the poor with it. They kept, of course, it isn't that they, you know, but they didn't, they looked out for one another. And that's, of course, what the popes have been calling us to. The first great pope to take this issue on was Leo XIII. By that time, the system of the worker being alienated from somebody else owns the factory, somebody else owns the machine, somebody else owns the raw materials. All I do is I come in and I push this thing for 8 hours and I get paid and go home. And that's the alienation that Marx was quite correct in seeing. Because it's there. Now, the solution is not to impose, but it's to encourage. And there are some great examples of because the person who I was a second reader for a doctorate on the entrepreneur in the teaching of John Paul II. This was a young Australian priest who had done his degree in economics and then became a priest. And so it was a very competent piece of work. And two of the people he consulted, one was a Catholic and one was a evangelical, I think, and they own a whole string of factories. But they put Catholic teaching into practice more than anybody else I know of. And they were remarkable things. It has something to do with water, and it's worth billions. I mean, wherever they are, there's lots of factories and so forth. But every year, there's one group, maybe the foreman, maybe the janitors, one group in the factory is responsible for investing the money that they have put aside for this. And the best ever was a bunch of janitors. They did the best in investing. The reason being, they said, we don't know anything about this, so let's call in some guy to explain what we're supposed to do. And he came in, and then they did it. And they had a greater return on their investment than anybody else had ever had in the history of that factory, which is quite interesting. Why am I saying all this? Well, because right now, see, we're faced with this huge power move, international, if Putin can do it, in the name of this equality, but not in the reality. It is so hard for us to give up power, comfort, and restrain ourselves for the sake of others. It's very difficult. And so, even when Russia was very socialistic, the leaders owned three or four houses on the Danube, wherever they were. And the other people were waiting in lines to get food, remember? In other words, it's not changing the system, though that's a good idea sometimes. It's changing the heart. And that's why that text that is in the book of Acts, nobody called anything his own. But voluntarily, the government didn't do it. They did it. And they put it at the feet of the apostles and trusted them to take care of the poor. You can still tell that kind of an ideal haunts the Pope we have. That could we ever be so Christian as to let go of our grasp on our material things and share them? And that's what this St. Joseph the Worker, we see, was on May 1st, which is Labor Day or Communist Day. And of course, there'll be a huge May Day parade in Moscow today with hundreds of tanks and thousands of soldiers. And what's that got to do with social justice? Nothing. We cannot do this ideal unless our hearts are pure and we're not trying to provide just for ourselves. You can't do this. And that's why that example, I'm going to quit now, but I did an article on this. I just remembered it on the summary statements in Acts, summing up just four of them, giving a summary of the life of the community. And one of the features was taking care of each other.